It's back to school week for students and teachers in Boston after a delayed start due to the coronavirus pandemic. Classes for Boston public schools will start off fully remote this fall as school buildings prepare for reopening. Boston could begin bringing students back to in-person classes as early as next month. We spoke with the teachers' union about teachers' concerns at this moment. But first, we hear this morning from School Superintendent Brenda Casilius about the challenges of educating students in a school year like no other. She started by talking about what the system learned from the remote school classes this last spring.
Dr. James Comer, a really renowned child psychologist, said that no significant learning happens outside of a significant relationship. And I think trying to do that through Zoom was an incredible challenge for everybody, including our students, their peer-to-peer relationships, their relationships with their teachers. I'm confident that they'll get more than they did this spring, but I do not believe that we will ever replace the face-to-face classroom with teachers. I think that's one thing that we are absolutely appreciating now. I don't think remote learning will ever be as good as in-person learning.
Well, given that, and given that about two-thirds of Massachusetts school districts will have at least some in-person classes this fall, whether or not they're on the hybrid plan or fully reopened, what do you say to people in Boston who think that the school system here is overreacting by staying fully remote at this moment?
Well, we're remote right now for really good reasons. One is the preparation to make sure we're prepared. Second, to make sure that we are watching our virus. We had higher numbers initially when we made this decision than around the rest of Massachusetts. And so we are going to always protect and put safety first for our children and then make sure our teachers and school leaders have what they need in order to open doors successfully.
What was the biggest hurdle you faced last week in terms of last-minute preparations in getting ready for schools to start this week?
Well, I think that the biggest hurdle we are all facing, and even though we passed out 33,000 computers to our students, we are still fixing those computers and ordering new computers and getting computers in. And so just making sure that their main tool for learning is in good working order and that they're hooked up to the internet, each and every family.
Well, then I think I have to ask, will all students have the resources they need to begin effective learning this week? And will all teachers have the resources they need?
Most will. There will be some that are still waiting for their computer or a newer computer if they have an older one, or if we are unaware that they have a broken one, or if it's a new student who's just registering, getting them their computer.
Is there any scenario in which you could see students returning to class full-time this school year?
Well, I think if we had the virus under control and we had a vaccine and everybody was vaccinated, that could be a possibility. But I do anticipate that might take up to a year. As you know, we are phasing in students. So we will start with our students who we've prioritized. For instance, students with disabilities or students who are still yet learning English. And then after that, we'll wait 2 weeks and then we'll bring our smallest children. And then we will move on to our early elementary grades and then moving on to our older middle school and high school students by November 16th.
We're going to be speaking to a Boston Teachers Union official coming up next. So let me ask, what do you say to teachers who were worried that this remote learning system won't work effectively from their point of view?
Well, I think our teachers actually are saying that they support a remote learning and that they've really leaned into that this summer. So I'm not worried about our teachers doing remote learning. I think that they will rise to the challenge and they will do all that they can to make that a positive experience. I think what they are struggling with is trying to understand how to do remote learning while also teaching students in front of you. That is a very valid concern. However, I do think as they get into the classroom and as they do that work with one another and they learn from one another, that it'll become less burdensome and less bumpy for them. And hopefully we'll be together soon in a day where we do not have to do both in-person and remote at the same time.
Boston School Superintendent Brenda Casilius, thanks very much for speaking to us and good luck.
Thank you so much, Bob.